Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's another episode of Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers, and I am the bad boy of paranormal himself, Mr. Daily Ladies Love Spread.
Okay. I'm Jawan, the one, the only Paranormal Poppy here.
And I am Lee Marcus Harvey, guys. Your neighborhood fly guy. Huh? I just made that up. I like it. Because y'all got tired of y'all having all these other monikers, and I just decided I need to give myself something too.
It changes every week.
Mine does?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't realize that. Okay, anyways, how you guys feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling great. And actually, I'm feeling even better because what we're about to do today.
What's that?
Listen, man, we finna take our listeners all the way down south, baby.
Dirty south?
But we are going to talk about the Blue Lady of Palmetto Dunes. This apparition apparently hunts the outbuildings near Lymington Lighthouse on Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Man, I can't wait to hear it.
And later on, we're chatting with Thelonious Monk. He's a comedian, an actor, and best known as Hassan on the ABC show For Life. He's bringing an interesting ghost story to y'all today, but first, let's jump into this urban legend.
Let's go.
Say, they say this story is about a woman named Caroline Fripp.
Okay, I'm following.
Okay, so they say she managed a lighthouse with her father, Adam Fripp, and one night, a terrible storm rolled in.
This sounds like the perfect horror story setup. Let's set the scene. Bring in the lightning boom. Now the thunder. And the torrential rain. I'm telling you, this is the type of rain that you can't even put the windshield wipers on. Ha ha. It's just that type of rain. And let me guess, something comes crashing down next, right?
Or someone. You're almost there, Marcus, but not quite there yet.
Yeah, but I had a feeling too.
See, the father, Adam, decided to stay in the lighthouse during the storm. It was dangerous to do this, but he wanted to keep the light going for a ship that was coming in.
That was actually quite nice of Pops.
Right. I mean, yeah. You would think that. But the powerful storm was a little bit too much for him, man, and he fell on the floor and had a heart attack.
Dang. Just like that?
Bruh, just like that.
Just trying to be nice and help the people out. So wait. Where was his daughter while all this was going on?
See, now you're thinking, Joanne. But see, she was out there near the lighthouse. But when she found him, she took him to their house. And at this point, Adam was talking.
What'd he say?
He said, make sure you keep the light burning in the lighthouse throughout the storm. Like, that was literally, like, the only thing that he wanted his daughter to do.
Wait, hold on. This powerful storm knocked you the hell out, and now I gotta make sure the light is burning? What would you do, Dayla? Marcus, like, how would y'all handle this?
I would get my ass up and light that lighthouse because I know the ramifications if there's not a lighthouse,
man,
lit.
Everything getting crashed, bro. So you got to make that thing happen, dog.
Hey, man, all that's cool and all. But it don't even matter what we think Miss Caroline went back and checked on the light and then back to her father. But guess what? He had already passed away.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Yeah, but now the legend says that when there's stormy weather, that she walks back and forth from the lighthouse to her home, calling out for her father in the same dress that she had on during the original storm, a blue dress to be exact. And that's why she's called the Blue Lady.
Now it sounds like she was just a young lady whose dad died at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to light that lighthouse.
Yeah, yeah. But at least her father went out a hero. You know what I'm saying? He went out trying to save potentially the lives of others. But on to hear from Polonius Monk and his story. But first, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, y'all. We are here with comedian Polonius Monk. Man, welcome to the podcast, brother.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
So before we even get started, man, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, man.
My name is Arif Shahid. On stage, I go by Polonius Monk. I'm a stand-up comedian, actor, writer from the East Coast originally. I've been in Chicago now for a decade, father too.
How long you been doing comedy, bro?
12 years in, as of December that just passed. It's been fun.
And that leads me to ask you a simple question. What are your thoughts on ghosts?
Look, there's a lot of stuff I don't know. But the idea that when we die, that the energy remains and could take some type of tangible or at least noticeable form, I mean, that makes sense. I think people are arrogant a lot about if we can't see it, touch it, or taste it, it must not be real. Or if it never happened to me, then it's not a real thing. And it's too many people who have ghost stories for me to not believe them. You know what I mean? I believe in them. I don't know enough to, like, if somebody asked me to bet, I wouldn't bet.
Right.
But if somebody asked me, I definitely believe that there are forces out there that we can't touch or see that exist that have some type of impact on the world. Yeah.
Do you have any stories or paranormal experiences, like anything that you've kind of come across that you couldn't explain that kind of like steered your belief system in a way?
When I was young, I used to sell a little bit of
Hey, yo. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. So in the place that I used to sell that thing, it used to be like, we call it the Phantom of Harlem, but it was like this weird, it would make noises while you were making a transaction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Something might fall behind you, trash can lids fall off, all of that. Wow. And it, initially, you know, we thought it was like one of the older ladies in the neighborhood. And to this day, it still might have been something that they did, but it never felt like it was a rigged thing. It felt like there was a presence there. You know what I mean? Like they were trying to warn us not to do it. It never felt like they were out to get us in a harmful way. It felt like maybe they loved Harlem and they wanted us to be better.
Or it was the ghost of a crackhead and they was trying to get their fix.
Man, you know you gave it a wrong.
My man said it was
man,
pooky.
Man, it was, I don't care what your name is now, Phenominus.
Right.
Phenominus.
It was pooky.
It was, I know what your name is. You sold me the Bad Batch.
I heard you got that good, good, bro.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Got it, son.
Too far.
When you were back in the day in that situation, did you ever have any people who kind of like got laid down, you know what I'm saying, and was around that corner so that maybe it could have been their spirit?
It could have been. I think the biggest difference, I'm old. Like, I was around in the 70s, and people in the 70s, they used to fight, and fewer people would die from hand-to-hand combat. And, you know, everybody who's watched Pain in Full knows that era changed everything, where people were fighting for the blocks that they were on. They were fighting for who could control the money. And I do think these were a lot of people, these were a lot of children, young people. Mm. There were kids who I went to high school with who, you know, a couple of years out of high school, they're getting high. And, you know, then their lives never completed, I guess. They never got a chance to fulfill whatever their potential was. And I could very easily see one of their spirits kind of hanging on and trying to figure out how they could bridge that gap or figure out whatever it was they needed done.
Done.
That's deep. Because, you know, we never really talk about that in our community as far as like the spirits when it comes to like that era, if you think about it. Like, we're always talking about the South when it comes to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
But we never talk about like the projects. We never talk about all those up top spots where cats was doing a lot of, you know, hand to hand transactions and a lot of people were getting, you know, having a battle for those corners. You know what I'm saying? What kind of spirits were there? What kind of like lost hope was there?
It's such an interesting conversation to me, because when we think about the people who were living that lifestyle, we always assume that it was a specific type of person and they were irredeemable and they didn't deserve to have a good life. They deserved whatever, you know, how their lives ended, whatever tragedy befell them, whether it was prison or a pine box. But take me, for example. I was out there. I was doing things that I wasn't supposed to do. You know, I got involved in things that if I could take it back, I would. But 30 years later, you take that situation. If I never mention that scenario, and I've had a good life. I've got two kids, beautiful wife. I've been in a couple of movies. I've been on a few TV shows. I've written for some really important stuff. So I've had a really good life. I've had a chance to fulfill a lot of the potential that I had. There were kids who were coming up with me who had as much, if not more, potential, who never got a chance to see it. So it makes a lot of sense to me that some of those kids, their spirits would be hanging around because they're not supposed to be dead.
That's deep.
Do you think that's why spirits hang around? Because it's the lingering of like unfulfilled potential?
It might be. You know, it's also this, the idea that we have of morality is that it's all or nothing. Like, you're either a good person or a bad person. And I think there are a lot of people who their scales are balanced.
Right.
They haven't lived long enough to be good. They haven't lived long enough to be considered bad. They did some bad things. They did some good. And so they're just kind of stuck in this, like, you know, like the Catholics will call it purgatory. Some people will call it limbo. The idea, though, is just that they're not done. But they also can't come back. And I don't know if that's better or worse than like just going to hell. Like, yo, I'm gonna just sit here and watch people live their lives and I can almost touch them, but I can't.
That's a form of like, hell itself.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of hell, right?
Hey, bro, Joanne, you got a question for a man that we ask all of our guests.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, we just typically just want to know like where folks' heads at. If and when you pass away, would you want to be a ghost?
There are parts of me, because I'm childish, that would love to be a ghost, because there's some people who I want to annoy.
Be petty.
But also, you know, and it's going to sound wild, cheesy, but the people that I really love, I would like to be able to let them know that I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'd like to be able to let them know. You know what I mean? I feel like it's easier to heal if you notice your people are good.
Yeah.
And my kids, especially my wife, just letting them know, people that I really, really care about. The people I don't care about, specifically the people who have done some type of harm to me, I hope I die before them.
Okay.
So that every time they go to the grocery store and get a dozen eggs, I can crack three of them before they get home with them. That's what I would like to do.
Because you can't return those eggs. You can't return those eggs.
You can't return the eggs. I would like to put a crimp in every one of their iPhone chargers. I would like to do that. I would like to move all of their left socks. I don't want to, you know, throw them away. Just move them. Hide them. And make them keep buying socks. Just little stuff.
Hey, Filoni, let me ask you one more question, bro, before we let you go ahead and roll. Tell the listeners where they can find you and like where they can really get in contact with you and just follow your journey. Because I know you got some dope content out there, man.
Yo, bro, treat me like I'm Jadakiss at the Garden. I'm outside.
Outside,
New York City, I'm outside. I'm everywhere under the same name, Filonius, F-E-L-O-N-I-O-U-S _ M-U-N-K. That's on everything, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. There's no underscore on the Facebook, but you can find me. I'm doing shows. Look me up right now. And the next really big show that I'm doing is New Year's Eve. I'm in D.C. I will likely be recording something like a special.
Oh, dope. Oh, congratulations. Dope.
Something like a special.
Something like a special. It's going to be a special.
That's dope.
Something like it. You know. A little of this, a little of that. You know.
Thank you for pulling up, bro, with the Urban Legends and chopping it up with all of our legends.
Yeah, man. Felonious, man, we appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I appreciate it too, man.
Hey, man, y'all, I don't put it past anywhere that people died that it's not haunted right now.
So you think the hood got ghosts?
The hood is definitely haunted, y'all.
The hood, the corner.
The corner.
The beach.
The around the way.
The townhouse, the lake house in Tahoma.
Where do you think the most craziest place for a ghost to be?
Ohio.
Ohio.
Mm. I say craziest. That's their hometown.
That's where they originate.
That's where the training starts, you know. Every person
has
a
spiritual training facility located in Ohio.
Hey, this is the
it's a real ghost town.
The GI.
That's where you get your first certificate.
Ghost Institute of Ohio.
Hey, G-I-O. You're sitting on the couch. You're not doing anything. Come on down to Ohio and get your ghost certification.
If you just recently passed away.
You just died yesterday. You just sitting around doing nothing. You didn't pray enough. And you weren't bad enough to go down there. What you going to do, limbo? Coming to Ohio, literally. You know what, guys? It's the best time of the episode. As promised, the section that we love. The Never Have I Ever section. Huh. You think I forgot? Do you, Dalen?
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I was hoping you did forget.
Welp, better luck next time, all right? You know the game. I'm going to list something that's really crazy, and you guys are going to respond and say guilty or not guilty, right? And the story behind it, and if any of them are true or not. All right? Sounds good?
It sounds something.
Okay, here we go. First up. Okay, never have I ever believed in a superstition so much that I thought it was true.
Oh, man, I have. That whole step on a crack.
Boy, that was the one back. I was going to bring up.
I never do that, bro. To this day. My mama already got back problems.
Man.
And you ain't want to contribute?
Listen, bro, I ain't trying to contribute to her ailment.
Was the superstition step on a crack, break your mama back?
It's step on a crack. Or somebody gonna break your mama back.
Okay.
That's two different things. Now.
Yeah,
that's two.
Hey,
your mama might want you to step on a crack a lot.
She might want her back cracked.
She might want her back broke.
Amen.
But what I heard one where it's like step on a line, break her spine.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty much the same thing. So what did you guys answer? You just said that's the one that you believe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
Okay.
And then, you know what else though? Candyman.
You believe in that Candyman?
I did.
Until
sure.
when?
I actually never really tried Candyman all the way through. So who's to say if it's true or not?
So that really makes it even more true that you are in belief of this superstition. Okay, here we go. Round two. Never have I ever seen a ghost or spirit while on vacation.
Nah, man, I ain't never seen one on vacation, man. No. Not on vacation.
Here's another one. Last one. Never have I ever visited a haunted lighthouse during the day or at night. Now.
Okay, we was all together.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, man. Come on, bro.
I just wanted the people to hear this.
Right.
Dude, I wanted to see what it was set up like. So tell them about those times that we've been at these lighthouses.
All I remember about lighthouses is that they are high as hell, and I am deathly afraid of heights.
Dang, we've been to like how many? Like three?
And they're haunted.
They
for
are.
Sure.
It's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
We've been to three already?
Shoot. Are there that many lighthouses?
Yes, boy.
There's only two lighthouses.
Oh, when the last time y'all seen three lighthouses?
With you. That's why I'm counting.
So we had the one in Pensacola.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had, there's one in St. Augustine.
I ain't been to that one yet.
I did an investigation there.
You ain't been there, Marcus. Have you been there?
I do dabble in the
in lighthouses.
In lighthouses, my good sir.
And then we went to that one when we was on that expedition show.
It was a little tiny lighthouse.
No, but lighthouses are kind of haunted. Y'all feel like they're haunted?
I think they can be, bro. I think it's more so about the attraction that the light has, the symbolism of it, the symbolic nature of this force that's, you know, either attracting or distracting.
Okay. What about you, Juwan?
I definitely think lighthouses carry a certain energy because they witnessed a lot.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's it for the game, guys. What do we have next, Juwan?
Man, y'all know what time it is. It is time to hear from the people. We have our very own listener submission.
And this submission comes from Michelle in Texas. Let's hear it, Michelle. You're here with the Ghost Brothers.
Back in 2014, my husband and I had decided to take a trip out to the ghost town of Terlingua, Texas. We were staying at a little hotel in town that only had about 5 rooms, and it was in the middle of the week, and no one was there but us. After a long day, my husband and I had gone to bed, and as soon as we turn out the lights, something jiggles the door handle of the front door. My husband gets up and checks, and there is no one around. Not around the corners, nowhere, no vehicles, anything. And that is my ghost story.
Now, Michelle, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but that is a little game that we call in the hood. I can't tell you the real name of the game, because we might get canceled. But the gentrified name of that game is called Ding Dong Ditch.
No, I think the gentrified name would be called Knocking.
Uh-huh.
And dashing.
Okay.
Okay.
That because you don't want to be very specific.
Okay.
Because if you say banging or hitting.
But that's what that was, Michelle. I played that game all too many times.
You still play that game?
I still play that
game. He likes to knock. You knock
what I do. I knock and I don't even run.
You just stay there?
I just stand there. When you open the door, I just look at you. You stare. Don't even say nothing.
You blink. Staring contest.
We have a staring
do you
contest.
Blink? You don't blink.
I don't blink at all. And that's what makes it creepy. I don't walk away until they close the door.
Mm.
That's the game right there. How long are you going to stare me in my face without me saying something after I ring your doorbell until you feel uncomfortable enough to close the door?
Hey, man. All right, man. But yeah, my love, that's what we call a little ding dong, the witch is dead. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for your story and for supporting us here at the Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. But listeners, it's your lucky day. We got another listener submission. And this one, it comes from Michaela in Michigan.
So even as a young child, my family would refer to me as an old soul. And I really think that that is because I was so connected with the afterlife that it gave elderly, right? But I was still 6. And I remember when my grandfather passed, I was probably 10 or 11. And that summer, I remember being in my basement and all of a sudden getting this feeling like somebody just walked in here with me. But not understanding like why I felt like that. My grandfather had this specific whistle that he would do, and he would always like kind of scrounge me on the top of my like little puff or whatever hairstyle I had. And as I was sitting there, I kid you not, I feel somebody scrouch the top of my head, and I hear from the distance, which was always the whistle that he did. And y'all, as I'm sitting on the couch, I feel the couch lift as if somebody that was sitting next to me stood up. Bruh, I don't think I returned to that basement for a solid maybe 3 weeks. I was terrified. But at the same time, I felt comforted. But I was like, bro, I'm about to be up there with you because why would you scare me like this? I was about to meet Glory that day. Truly. Truly. Anyway, such a good experience, but also made me respect everything that y'all do. Thank you for the good times.
That's what I'm talking about, sis.
She said, I was about to meet Glory that day.
I knew the story was going to be dope when she started with, it gave.
It gave. Anytime something gives or gave.
I just saw her opening up her hand high in the sky and closing it real quick. Like, what you grabbing up there for? But no, that's crazy, man.
It's always comforting, I guess, when you have like a, when you feel like a family member that had transitioned kind of like came back and you like get reminds you that they're still there or watching over you and stuff like that. I don't know.
Y'all, I had the craziest experience this weekend.
Word, what happened?
The craziest experience. I'm going to let y'all go after this, man. You know, I've been playing around with the spirit box, man.
Again?
But no, man, I went to my grandmother's gravesite, man, in Dallas. Yeah, I had never been there. She lived with me from the age of 1 to when she passed away when I was 15. So I went to the funeral, but I didn't go to the gravesite. Y'all, so I decided to go, man. I went by myself, found her grave, and I opened up the spirit box. And I was like, I'm going to ask a few questions that only
she would know.
That she would know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just to get the validation of the spirit box, bro. Man, so I asked her, you know, what did I call her? It said whatever. But then I asked her, what happened to your husband? My grandfather. Mm-hmm. So my grandfather passed away when I was one. That's what prompted my grandmother to come move with us. Bro, the spirit box said boat. Then the spirit box said drowned. Mm. So my grandfather, man, he went out fishing on the day that he died by himself. And he had a stroke, fell overboard, and drowned.
Dang.
Bro, this is how crazy it is. I also asked, oh, and you don't even know about this because I didn't tell you. I told you one, man. I asked her, I was like, are you with, you know, my grandfather? I have a couple of aunts who've passed away. I had a cousin that passed away. And, bro, she literally said, Brandon. She said, Brandon. So my cousin, he passed away a couple weeks ago. Yeah, 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 yeah. And she sat there and she said
wait,
his name.
Wait, I'm sorry, dog.
Yep. 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 I told you one. I forgot to tell you. Yeah. Yeah. But she, I asked, I was like, are you with like my grandfather? And then I'm saying, I was like, I had some cousins that recently passed away. And the spirit box said, Brandon. And it said, he's out walking.
Hmm.
How he passed away. He was out walking, literally went across a street. And didn't see a car came and hit him as he was crossing the street.
The accuracy of the spirit world is crazy.
It's crazy.
Sorry for your loss too, by the way. Because we've all hung out with him. We kicked it with him on the road.
Oh my gosh.
In multiple places. So man.
Yeah.
Prayers out to you and your family.
Bro.
Sure. Yeah. That to me literally like stamped. Okay, one, the spirit box works,
mm-hmm.
and then two, like, damn, I don't know who I was talking to out there,
right,
or down there, or around there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just know that the responses that were given,
somebody answered,
and they were responses that everybody should know the answer to.
I mean, they were also intelligent because it was very much like a real response to the questions. It actually provided an answer to the questions that you were asking.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can ask questions on a spirit box and it's like they'll give answers, but it doesn't make sense necessarily. Or we don't have all the contextual information to kind of bring it together. And I think this moment is different.
Yeah.
Very different.
First off, shouts out to Brandon, man.
Yeah.
We definitely dedicating this episode to you. And the season, man, he was a dope dude, man. Like,
oh, it supported us more than probably anybody.
Anybody, yo, Marcus, I love you. Yo, he would go. He would be going in on my DMs. He's like, Marcus, I love what you got going on, my man, bro. No, well, we love you, Brandon, man.
Yes,
we
sir.
Thank you for always supporting us, man. Always showing love. Oh man, love you, man.
Thank you so much, Michaela, for your submission. You know, you bless the listeners with another one.
Yeah.
I love a great storyteller.
Yeah, man. All right, guys, man. We appreciate you all for listening in to this episode of Urban Legends with the Ghost Bros. Don't forget to send in your stories to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. We always want to hear from you guys. I mean, you know, we've been doing our thing. You know, this is a great episode. We got two special. You know what I'm saying? BOGO. I think that's what they call it, right?
Buy one, get one.
That's what they get. They bought one episode, got a second submission for free.
Okay.
See how that goes?
I see what you did there.
They got a logo.
A logo. You got a logo.
Listen to one, you get
another. Get another one?
So that's good. Listen to one.
Acronyms, bro. Listen, thank y'all so much. Please, just rate us. Please share. And many more to come. And more listener submissions. But thank y'all.
And don't worry, my urbanites. We got plenty more Let's Go Bows.
We got what? Pretty more what? We're gone.
They're called what?
He don't know.
Let's Go Bows. Listen to one. Get one.
Listen to Go Bows.
Let's Go.
Oh my gosh. What? We love you, legends.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. For Discovery Plus, our executive producers are Michael DeSalvo and Allie Reed. At Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shara Morris. Our lead producer is Cherish Satchel. Our associate producers are Navani Otero and Ann Lim. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. Our engineers are Hans Del Shi, Max Unruh, and Lila Williams.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.